This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how much of the Knicks game you watched, but I have to tell you, if the Knicks play like the way that they played last night, they won the game, which is great, but if they play the way that they played last night, tonight against Cavaliers, they're going to lose by 50. I mean, and I know that they don't, you know, Karl Anthony Towns didn't play last night, and Brunson didn't play last night, and Landry Shamet went off last night, but man, there were times where nobody wanted to hold on to the basketball in this game last night. Yeah, between them and the Sixers, it was brutal.
Yeah, I mean, it was aesthetically not pleasing. The Sixers are horrendous. There's nothing you can judge from that basketball game last night. I got to be honest, nothing. I mean, you got your two star players that aren't playing against a team that is completely dead.
Man, my guy Precious Achiuwa was throwing up bricks last night.
Well,
I mean, I think he was like trying to throw it in the, like, instead of shooting it.
Yeah.
Trying to throw it in the basketball, in the basket.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You're aiming, not just letting it go.
I don't know what he was doing. I said, and OG was all over the place last night. You know, there was like just a lot of weird plays.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not really the team.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I've said this a bunch now, and I really do think, you know, you get Brunson back, get them going again, familiarity, all this stuff. I really think it's a good thing that he's had some rest here as well, as much as he plays. And he'll come back, and then you'll have Towns hopefully 100% healthy. And I don't know if this knee thing is something that's an actual thing or he's getting a rest day because you got the Cavaliers coming up and you want to play well in that game. But once the playoffs start, I really do believe you're going to get a different looking team. And I'm not naive about this. I just think that we haven't experienced in a very long time a good NBA team that gets bored. And that's what happens.
Oh,
and this is
bored,
a good,
right?
NBA team that got bored. And when they get to the playoffs, they're not going to be bored. And we're going to see better play. We're going to see better defense. We're going to see better shooting. We're going to see all of that stuff. And will it be enough to beat those two best teams in the East? You know, that remains to be seen. But
don't we have to beat one of them? Well, they might have to beat two of them.
No, yeah, I mean, to get to the finals.
Well,
you have
assuming
to beat two.
That we're assuming that Cleveland's going to make it all the way to the finals.
I mean, I would think so. I mean, at this point, that team is proven enough, right?
Yeah, but they're not. Well, they've had their little bit of a hiccup.
And they're not going to have to face the Celtics until, you know, they won't face them in the first or second round. So then they wouldn't have to face the Knicks until the finals. So, I mean, what team's knocking them off? It would have to be a disaster for them to get knocked off.
Somebody has to get hurt, just like what happened to the Knicks last year. Somebody would have somebody of significance, two or three players, have to get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a possibility. I mean, the Knicks were well on their way to winning that Indiana series till everybody went down in a heap.
Well, I hate to just point this out, but it did happen in the women's college basketball with Juju Watkins in USC. I mean, you know, not that, you know, UConn could have beat them with her playing, but when she's out, forget it. Game's over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the impact of a truly great player. And that's what happened to the Knicks last year. And that's why it was so enjoyable because of the way that the guys who were playing played. But it was also really frustrating for the guys that were not playing. And even last night watching the game, I mean, half the bench looks like a boy band. And the other half is like, you know, players you'd never heard of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's interesting is like for me last night, this was a nothing means nothing basketball game,
And it looked that way.
I mean,
too.
And I know I'm not taking anything out of it, and I feel like you're kind of like extrapolating something that happened last night into what could happen to them later.
There was a point in the third quarter yesterday that it was just the first 7 or 8 minutes was just brutal. Yeah, I think the Knicks were stuck on like 67, and I don't know, Philadelphia couldn't get out of their own way. Balls being thrown away, balls thrown out of bounds.
So bad.
I think the Knicks probably had like 20 turnovers last night.
Yeah, I mean, this is why regular season basketball is a tough watch. It just is, you know? I mean, and I, you know me, with the length and the Major League Baseball, I talk about it so much and keeping the attention, but I was way more interested in early season baseball last night than I was with the Knicks and playing without Towns and Jalen Brunson against one of the worst teams we've seen in a number of years. I mean, that's really where I know.
And listen, the baseball goes fast. Before you know it, you're in the sixth inning if nobody has like one of those snowman innings.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's great.
And this kid, Kranick for the Mets.
Yeah, Kranick and Stanek.
Kranick and Stanek. Kranick has been great.
Kranick and Stanek.
I don't know, they just got to
start. Print the t-shirts.
Just got to start hitting, man. It's so frustrating. Vantos is struggling. Pete's still struggling.
You know, gets a hit, but I mean, still one hit on the year.
But two errors.
Yeah, I know. One hit, two errors. Yeah, Vientos, I'm a... You know, that's the one that's more disappointing to me than some of the other slow starts, just because, I mean, he looked like he was on a trajectory to be a tremendous offensive player. And he still may be, but he doesn't look like the same guy right now that we saw in the playoffs. And meaning like just the full confidence he had going up to the plate as a young guy against some of the best pitchers in the game. During the postseason, I was like, that's going to carry over, and I'm going to see that. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's not even so much, and he's getting really frustrated as they're showing last night, him, you know, throwing stuff in the dugout. But it's just like the confidence at the plate I'm not seeing like I saw, but I still think he'll be good. I still think he's going to be a major part of this offense, but that one is annoying to me. And Kodai Senga, by the way, he was really good last night. I mean, it's, you know, he had the two unearned runs because of the Lindor errors, but... I mean, I thought he pitched outside of that home run he gave up in the first inning. I thought he was really good. I mean, he
touched 96 a couple times.
Struck out eight guys. Had the ghost fork working.
Yeah.
I mean, the pitching's been good.
Pitching has been good.
Especially, and then it helps you out on the heels of that. Carlos Mendoza, you could tell, was really disappointed delivering that news yesterday. Manaea getting shut down because, you know, he's got some inflammation there and this oblique thing continues to linger. But, you know, off the heels of that news, another good pitching performance. I mean, that if they can, the offense will be fine. They'll wake up. They're going to be fine. If they could put together another, like, miracle season with this duct tape and spit that they're doing with the starting rotation,
yes.
I mean, then this team knows no bounds. And early returns are good. But this is a big start for Clay Holmes early on in the season. Struggled. This is now his second start as a starter.
They got to win this series.
And they can't lose to the Marlins.
Right.
Exactly. Two out of three. So this one is actually, it's an important early season moment for him because this is the first time he's doing this, you know, in a very long time. You're getting ready for a second start. You know, even though that this is the difference between a team with expectations and not, like, if they lose two out of three to the Marlins and start 2-4,
it's
going to feel horrible.
I feel some of the disappointment because, you know, there's such high hopes with Soto in the lineup. And the fact that, you know, he's on base every game, which is, you know, it's great for him.
Yeah.
But the guys around him got to wake up here sooner or later.
Well, I mean, Pete has the big grand slam, but, you know, last night just a nothing offensive game for him.
Rounder.
So, I mean, you know, with opening day coming up and them coming off this series, it'd be nice to have some momentum going into that and not limping in, because you know that place is going to be wild. Soto's going to get a huge ovation. It's going to be popping. It's going to just completely sold out.
Come in with a win and come in with a series win. Yeah. That's what you want.
And then this weekend is going to be a complete washout.
Oh, that's a shame.
Complete washout. So we're going to have, you know what's going to happen on Monday. You know, I was waiting around for 2.5 hours, 3 hours. They told me we were going to play. They weren't going to play.
Yeah,
then I spent $700 on beer and hot dogs and brisket sandwiches. And then they sent me home. I paid $70,000 to park my car. Right? That happens every year.
And by the way, it is that time of year.
Yeah, certainly.